darkness, everybody, dark. Everyone, darkness is spreading. Darkness, everybody, dark. Everyone.
Darkness, everybody.
Darkness, everybody.
We are back.
Welcome to the darkness.
Get to the light. You got to go through the darkness.
Oh, that dark little Cody heart of his.
That black little Negro heart of his.
God damn.
How many times will he hate something that's amazing?
Okay.
Well, he did love Ninja Turtles.
Wait, oh, okay. Where in that fucking...
And he hated Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay.
So.
Technically, I like Ninja Turtles with him, though, so I...
Mind you, I didn't say I love Ninja Turtles not once in that fucking review. I said I had a decent time,
alright? That was
me that said that. I don't know where the fuck that came from, so, yeah, he back shit up on that.
He's like, ain't no fanboy gonna come after me, shit. I just wanna make that shit clear right now.
Yeah. Enough of that fucking last week.
So, do you really think by you explaining that the fanboy's gonna listen to you?
No.
Okay. There you go.
I ain't gonna back down from defending my fucking position.
They hear what they want to hear. I swear.
Yeah, well, you telling me?
Thank God Robin Williams died this week so we can like make all these fanboys stop.
Damn.
It. Stop it all.
Actually, you know what? That's a good point though. I kind of agree with you. Whatever. Cause I'm so fucking tired of it. It's not even, people, do you realize that I see a new movie every fucking week? So once that week is done with, I don't give a fuck about that movie no more. I'm on to the next. I don't live in the past. So, Ninja Turtles, as far as I'm concerned, can go to hell.
That's how I am. And once I see a movie, and it's good or bad, I'm not going to go see it again.
Yeah, it's done.
It's something amazing.
It's done. Unless it leaves a strong impression on me where it gets that seed or whatever, then yeah, that's the only way I'm going to think about it is so when it comes out on Blu-ray. But if it's just run-of-the-mill, whatever, I don't give a fuck no more. That's a done deal. I gotta worry about fucking Expendables 3 and that crappy ass story I just fucking saw. So, oops, sorry. Jesus Christ, Cody. You have no idea about that movie.
Oh
boy.
Who knows? Who knows how bad, boring that movie may be?
Maybe me and CJ will do it together. How about that?
There we go.
Damn, you say bad billboard. Yeah, you did the 3-triple alliteration right there. All right.
Damn.
Damn.
That bullshit. But yeah, man, you know this week, you know everybody going to have to talk. We got to get this out of the way so we can have some fun on this show.
Okay. Well, we got to get out of the way then.
We got to get the way that Wayne won't stop. he is so insane. He's so shocked at us.
Hey, yeah. Review that motherfucker.
Yeah. It came out the fucking gate saying, before you listen to this review, people, three dickheads.
Did he?
Yes.
He said some shit like that. He was like, you
these three. He called us motherfuckers and dickheads.
The funny thing is, did I not end that review by saying Wayne's going to do that? And then, I swear to God, when I was about to listen, because I uploaded this morning before I left, and I put my iPhone into my car or whatever, and I was like, look, I kept telling my fiance as we driving off, I was like, I'm willing to bet at the end of this review, Wayne put it still. And then sure enough, you hear this Australian, my fiance just started looking at me. She was like, oh my God, I hate when you're right. Motherfucker called us, like Cody said, dickheads. They seem to have lost their mind because they think that this is the best movie they've ever seen. So I'm like, what's that?
And mind you, this motherfucker hasn't even seen the goddamn movie yet.
Haven't even seen
talking it. All this shit.
Oh, shit. Right, even in this post, well, they didn't say this much, whatever, but they liked it a lot, though. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, my God.
I'm breaking up with you, Wayne. I'm doing it on air.
Man, okay, now, CJ, yeah, I believe it was CJ, gave a very fine definition of what a fanboy was on last week's episode. A fanboy isn't going to sit in the review, and did we not go over positives and then negatives of what we didn't like?
Yeah. Oh. I think you were the main one trying to keep the positive going first and then go into the negative.
Yeah. Exactly. And did we not have a lot more negative than positive?
Yeah, I believe we did.
If not that equal.
Yeah, exactly. If equal, whatever. So, I don't see where that come off of us loving the fucking film, especially when you get two streamers in a rent it.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. I can't believe he did that.
I'm shocked that you can't believe that, though. I told you I was going to. I knew.
Yeah, he did. He did send me, like, a message, like, 4 o'clock in the morning, my time, just saying, like, you guys are all fucking fucked heads.
You sent me that same message.
I'm like, you Australian 80s bastard. You know why he was mad? Wait till he gets mad, because he's like, they don't have any 80s pop culture, pop references or something like that.
But you know, he kept going over with me. He kept messing me, saying, "You see, you're missing the heart and the story of it." I'm just like,
heart and the story.
I kept saying, I had to keep, I told him, I was like, I'm just copying and pasting at this point, that I don't give a shit. You have me confused with someone that gives a shit. I don't give a shit. So you know what he called me? He said, "Oh, you're just like Jordan, man."
You know what? That was actually one of the questions I got from him for the week.
What?
It's a question. This is from Wayne DeWolf. Question for P1 on the Darkness. Since when did Jordan take over your body and make you into a overanalyzing hipster?
Boy. Damn.
Wayne, he can fuck his Australian ass. That's the most hypocritical nigga ever. First of all, he talks about how he's supposed to respect the 80s properties and shit like that, but this nigga still goes see Stallone movies talking about how good they still are. Did he not get bullet to the head or fucking pass? Mind you, that don't fucking does anything for the 80s at all. Did he not say, "I don't like J-Lo because she's a bitch," but yet saying in a post, I don't care what Megan Fox is. I can look at Megan Fox or whatever. It's like, what's your problem with J-Lo then?
He like Susan B. Arthur. All right, so don't get that confused. He like Golden Girls.
Little fucking bitch.
Oh, Wayne.
I just couldn't believe he came down on us like that, and he haven't even seen the movie. You haven't even seen the movie.
Haven't seen the movie yet.
That's amazing. Dude hasn't watched a fucking slither of the actual movie yet.
That's how you know. That's how you know he's a real white person, because he's a European. Because they can hate. They help grudges.
Fanboy? I think that's what you call them. They call them fucking fanboys, whatever. When you sit up here. Okay, first of all, I don't give a shit what them other movies did. We talking about this movie right here. This movie has no tie-in with those other movies. Whatever. It's not a sequel or nothing, or a prequel or anything. This is a new franchise. I don't think it's fair to criticize a movie by bringing up the older one that has no tie-ins with it.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. See, one thing with Ninja Turtles 3, to bring that up and say how atrocity that was, because it was Ninja Turtles 3. You know, connecting to that first two. Mm-hmm. Now you got this one, which happened, you know, I don't know how many fucking years ago. I mean, later. But this had nothing to do with anything. Even when that 3D movie came out in 07, mm-hmm. That had nothing to do with That had nothing to do with the price of tea in China. Okay. So.
Like, once again, I'm still baffled, though, about why people bitching about the book scene. It's like, CJ, I gotta ask this question once again. What is the fucking boundaries on the level of stupidness that you don't... The fucking... They learn from watching a dude do it.
I mean, look. I'm just glad they didn't do one, like I said in the review, I'm glad they didn't put a scene where they're watching like a Taibo video, and that's how they learned how to do all the karate.
Did he say that opening card? He was like, "Oh, they thought Shredder was the greatest villain of all time." It's like,
yeah. We didn't say that. I never said that once.
I thought, you know what, I'll say it now. I thought Shredder was he's the best villain I've seen this summer.
Yeah, we-
I don't know of any other comic book movie villains that stand up to Shredder. I mean, y'all can remind me. I may be wrong, but Shredder stood out on me. He made me scared. Like, I hate knives. I don't want to fight anybody with a knife. I don't want a robot made out of knives to come after me.
Yeah.
You know,
that's what I took away from it.
I remember saying in a review, he's effective for this movie. I never said he was the fucking greatest villain of all fucking time. Shit, I don't even know the fucking greatest villain of all fucking time is.
I think, you know, as far as this summer, you know, I mean, you got little Romy, what's that villain that was in,
Ronan?
Yeah, Ronan. Mm-hmm. you know, he was way more effective than that guy.
I compare Shredder to the Sentinels in the fight. Oh. Like, it's just fucking relentless.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Even though he kind of had more, you know, I don't know, more screen time. But.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about that man's history or anything like that and shit like that.
He was a burnt faced Asian Japanese man in a suit. That's all you needed. That's all you fucking needed about Shredder.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. Like, you know, so, and the whole the Jordan comparison going, he's just like, you just don't respect the old stuff and love the new stuff. That's it. It's like, oh my fucking god, man.
Respect the old stuff.
Okay, personally, I'm gonna tell you this right now. Because he brought up the fact that me and Cody talked about we don't like Star Wars or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you this right now. This is my fucking show, and I'll say whatever the fuck I fucking feel like it, personally. This is my fucking opinion. I'll say what the fuck I want. If I don't like the fucking movie, then I don't like that fucking movie, you punk-ass nigga.
Oh,
another thing is, check your fucking tone and who you talking to. Maybe y'all laughs and giggles, but I'm an unstable motherfucker, okay? Third of all, Star Wars can go fuck itself down a holy fucking grail, okay? Now, when you bring me the proof that it's a fact that it changed the movie industry, I'm going to tell you this right now, I still won't give a fuck. Because P1 don't like the fucking movie. Whether it changed movie history or not, I don't give a shit.
Well, there you go, people. Or Wayne, rather.
There you go, Wayne. Put that in your Barbie and cookie.
I have a feeling we're getting another disclaimer on this episode. I have an itching feeling. I don't know. Weird.
I can feel that too now. Whatever. You guys. So you guys not worried right now, right? I'm sorry you had to see my niggerish side.
I see that every week. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. That's right. I forget you hang out with me. So yeah. Let me take that back. I'm sorry you had to see my Compton side. I'm sorry.
You know, where are the other people? You know, because last week, the week before, we had Cody being attacked about how much he hated Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
And this week, now we got Wayne for fucking Ninja Turtles. A movie that wasn't even bad.
No.
It wasn't great, but it wasn't even bad.
But even if it was, who cares?
Yeah.
Who gives a shit? Who gives a shit? It's a fucking movie. It does not affect your life.
Wayne, stop acting like this movie is a ugly girl that you thought was fat, and then you saw her, and she was, like, damn gorgeous.
I expect better from Wayne out of this.
I don't know. Maybe your hatred for Michael Bay, man, just put that away.
That's everybody's thing on here, is just mainly that hatred for fucking Michael Bay, even though we say it over and over again, in his fucking movie.
But you know
even
what?
I hate...
Can you really criticize directors, though, at this point? I mean, like... We saw a movie this year, fucking amazing, and that's Edge of Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
The director on that one has created either pieces of shit or mediocre shit. So,
yeah.
If we'd have walked into that movie, or not even walked into that movie at all, just because we've known the director's name attached to it, we would have probably missed out on a good movie.
Right.
It's definitely one of the best of the summers.
Right. The thing about that, though, is that the director, he has... He doesn't have the clout that Michael Bay does as far as in the whole movie industry, as far as the whole negativity thing.
And I love how people keep getting the main director on the Ninja Turtles movie, though. This guy fucked over two movies that me and Cody definitely fucking hate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he made one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life, so yeah.
He made one of the most boring movies I've almost seen in my life. That was rather that shit was boring. That poster was even boring. I remember I think that was when me and Lena first started with. I remember just staring at that poster. I was just like, God damn, man, Sam, you look bored as fuck on this poster right here. I was like, man, you have no, you look like Megan Fox right now. Like, you just got a blank stare of like. So yeah, I'm not going to go in this movie hating on Michael Bay because Michael Bay don't have a goddamn thing to do with this movie. That you know what? The same thing could be said about Man of Steel. I don't see nobody giving people Nolan shit for that movie.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's because Nolan is, you know, he's a fanboy favorite, so of course.
You just said the word right there, though, Cody. Can you repeat that again?
Nolan is a fanboy favorite.
Can you repeat that one more time? I'm sorry.
Fanboy favorite.
goddamn. I'm sorry. Can you speak a little loud for me right now, Cody? I think you said the word. My hearing is so old now. You know.
Would that word be, or a set of words be, fanboy favorite?
Oh my God! No, alliterations. You and CJ, man.
That look like I don't like M. Night Shyamalan, especially after he messed up the Avatar.
Yeah.
But when The Devil came out, you know, I'm like, you know, one, I wasn't gonna go see that guy in the theater. I mean, unless I had to review it. Mm-hmm. But even if I had to review it, and then even when I finally saw it, you know, I said, okay, he made it, but I'm not gonna, you know, look at his little brown ass in the corner laughing at me watching his movie. You know, so I don't know what kind of explosion that you gonna think you're gonna see when you watch this movie, Wayne.
You know what? The funny thing is, usually the action scenes and stuff like that in Michael Bay films are horrible, whatever. And the action scenes were the best part of the movie.
Yeah, the mountain. Get the mountain scene.
Maybe, you know what, to be honest, maybe you just can't make a Transformers fight scene look good because it is just fucking metal hitting each other. Maybe I never thought about
They look like you're right, man. They look like two tin cans fighting one another.
Just, it looks like fine aluminum cans against the wall. I mean, shit. Yep.
They might as well put some strings on some cans and just swinging around.
It's basically, like the inside of a garbage disposal. Basically,
you know what? That looks just like. You know what? That's exactly what the new Transformers. I mean, not the Transformers. What were the evil Decepticons called?
Fuck, I forgot.
Okay. The fuck-ons
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like if you took your picnic continents and stuck it in the garbage disposal. Like if you took your mustard, your ketchup, and your relish and just threw it in there. Colors in there, and you look and be like, "Oh wow, that's what happens when you got metal fighting metal. Shit's gonna blow up." And
the new ones look exactly like what you just described in a garbage disposal. You take some aluminum foil and you throw that in your garbage disposal with some silver jewelry, and then bam, you got that. What the new villains were in Transformers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know what you want, Wayne. What do you want? Jesus Christ. Baby.
You know what he's going to tell you? I want story, man. Like, you haven't seen the movie, though.
Oh, man.
All right, but you know this director. This director have done things to us before. I'm like, no way. I don't know. He hasn't done a goddamn thing to me, Wayne. Yes, he made some crap, but I can just walk. It's not like I went to war, and then we got to go, you know, you got to go back to war, and I'm like, oh, I lost an arm that year. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to lose a leg.
Yeah, that motherfucker is not Joe Chill. He did not kill my parents, you know? Goddamn no. Shit.
Yeah, once again, people, it's a movie. Are you getting a check off of this?
Thank you.
No, like Cody just said, does it kill your parents?
That's another thing, too. People are all like, oh no, Team AT's making more than fucking Guardians this week. That's wrong. Like, yeah, it's the second fucking week. What do you think?
Right.
But Cody, CJ, the thing that baffles me about the most is that it's 2014. Why are people still shocked by this?
Jesus fuck!
Like this ain't new. Like every time a reboot get made or a remakes get made or something, or when a summer film overlaps over another summer, it's just like people go like, "Oh, this is going whatever and stuff. Oh, this is doing this and shit like that." Like, why are you posting about it? Why are you getting mad about it? Like what? Well, to me personally, I'm at a place now where I'm just like, that's just the movie industry. That's just how shit goes. Sure, reboots, remakes, I don't have a problem with them personally, myself, whatever. Am I tired of seeing them? Yes, I could say I am, but it's like, the fuck am I going to do?
Exactly.
I'm damn sure not about to lose no sleep just because someone may be raping my childhood. If anything, I was growing up in Compton, I was raping somebody else's childhood at that time, so.
and like I said before, we love to use that phrase, raping somebody's childhood. You know, raping.
Not me. I fucking hate that phrase now. Actually,
I meant like we. I don't mean we. I've just been like, as people,
yeah.
We just love to just be all hyperbolic about everything, saying everything raping this or everything's attacking that.
Yeah.
Personally, I hate that word. I heard that phrase. I think it's. Like I said before, I'll say it again. I think that's an insult to rape. To be honest.
Yeah, I'm not in it. So no PC nut. I'm not a PC nut where you can't say retard or whatever like that, but there's some words I don't really even say. especially when they don't mean anything to me.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Rape from My Childhood, Michael Bay. I'm like, come on, whatever.
Yeah. Rape My Fucking Childhood. Like Cody said on the review, whatever, you can go back and watch that shit if you want to. I mean, ain't nothing holding you back from it. And another thing is, you raping your childhood, stop seeing his movies then.
Yeah, that's all you gotta do.
No, seriously, stop seeing his fucking movies, whatever. Oh, it's a crime that it made more than Guardians of the Galaxy. You must have went and seen it then.
or somebody you know, you weren't effective enough in your protest. Apparently.
Why don't you dump out your bank account for Guardians of the Galaxy and see how much they care about you?
Yeah, exactly. you be that one person that changed the opinion of a billion-dollar industry. You go ahead and tell me that. So I'm not going to waste my time fighting Hollywood and shit like that. Or whatever. We do what we do on this site for entertainment purposes. Nothing else. Nothing more. There's nothing else on that, whatever. We have no tie-ins to none of this shit, except for me and Spider-Man. We had some tie-ins about that, but that's okay, though. But, I still gave that movie a fuck it, so I don't give a shit. But we have no tie-ins to these movies, these franchises, reboots, or anything like that. When they come out, we do it, get on with our lives, but nothing else to them.
Yep.
Well said. So
now since we got the depressing stuff out the way.
Now you know that shit gonna come back to bite us. You see that, people? They just can't stop loving that movie. It's like, oh my fucking God.
Oh, man.
So, you gotta know about the real thing we should have been talking about.
Another celebrity death.
Another one
bites the dust.
So you guys believe he committed suicide?
Yeah.
That's all the reports say.
Well, I believe because he's a comedian, and a lot of people who are really, really funny or comedians, they have a dark side to them. They have a really dark side.
We knew he was doing some drugs. We already fucking knew that. I mean, ain't nobody talking as fast as that motherfucker without doing some speed.
But just to say he had depression, and Robin Williams, and this is how disillusioned I was. Like, I really felt like he was a friend of mine that I knew that I just haven't called in a while. You know, because I felt like he had such an impact on my life growing up that I felt like I really knew him. And I'm like, oh, man, I should have called him, see how he was doing.
A lot of people tend to forget that Paul Mooney was the one that founded him and gave him his startup.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, Paul Mooney brought him on to the he was working behind the scenes on the Richard Pryor show and stuff like that. Paul Mooney brought him on. By my friend, Paul Mooney and David Banks brought in a lot of comedians that a lot of people don't know. Robin Williams was one of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Man, Paul Mooney, I do not blame that man if he's ever bitter about anything. Like, whenever I hear him speak, man, he really speaks from, like, an intelligence, and he actually been hurt, you know?
I love that dude.
And, but he doesn't even sound like a victim when he speaks. Yeah. He just said, like, look, man, this is how shit is, and this is how it is.
Actually, 2 years ago in Texas, in Austin, he was performing out there, and I remember on my way to the party, I was about to skip the party from SpillCon or whatever and go right to the party, but they ran out of tickets or whatever, and I saw it on Showtime, and he had this one white dude just in the corner. He was just like, look at that white guy over there, whatever. He give me that parole board look right now and shit like that. Like, he just like what I'm saying. He's like, that nigga is guilty. And then every time the camera zoomed in, that white dude had his arms just folded and was just looking at him like, I fucking hang you, nigger. So, yeah, it was a lot of John Witherspoon's another one that Paul Mooney found.
Okay.
Paul Mooney always been amazing. I really enjoy watching a lot of his later stuff.
He really is the godfather of comedy. If you saw the list of people him and David Banks founded to be part of the Richard Pryor show at the time, whatever that he did. So, I mean, yeah, he really, really did usher in that form of comedy when we were growing up at that time and knowing all these actors these comedians that came in, such as John Witherspoon and Robin Williams.
And then also, you know, Robin Williams, man, I enjoyed a lot of his movies. Pretty much at least about 80% of his movies that I've always enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my first Robin Williams movie was, Mrs. Doubtfire. You know, just seeing that movie and just seeing how crazy that was.
It was about time you finally saw a white man in a big white fat suit, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, he one of the godfathers of that, right?
Well, I think In Living Color came before that, so.
Pretty much.
Yeah, yeah. So Jamie Foxx was already dressing up like fucking.
Well, that was just Jamie Foxx on a regular day.
That motherfucker makes an ugly woman, I can tell you that right.
Yeah, he does.
When I saw his daughter, I was like, that came out of him?
Yeah.
Shit. That goes to show you, man. It doesn't matter what you look like. If you can shit it out, you can shit it out.
It's not.
Yeah, man, but how do you guys feel about Robin Williams?
Yeah. Damn.
What you say?
Say sad, but I don't care.
Oh, okay, cool.
That's unfortunate, man. I mean, you kind of think like depression, like really, like it must be something like really serious because I know this dude has money. What was that?
He was 65. Could have been something else, and they just said depression.
Oh well.
Why would they lie and say something else?
You know they'd be making up lies all the time about these deaths in media and shit like that. You know, because the family right now sent Ali that they don't want nobody talking about this. They want to respect the privacy of the death and everything like that.
I'd rather people know that I had a heart attack than kill myself with depression.
You're right.
Because I know his family released a statement out saying, let's just remember where he was and let's give him his moment of peace right now and us a moment of peace. And I think that's why some of the articles kind of toned back a little bit, so they kind of respected it. So.
Yeah.
Could have been something else involved, for all we know, since the family said that. But and again, I could definitely see where they're coming from, too. It's like, we don't need to be in the news media or nothing like that. This isn't the time to be parading us around.
It is a shame because I just saw Zelda Williams. She was, in California on the Wii U stage playing the Smash Brothers game.
Trying to save Nintendo is what she was trying to do.
But now the sales are going to go up.
Shit. I was drinking that shit with my nose. Fuck. wouldn't that be funny though if their sales did go up? That'd be kind of fucked. They'd be like, "Oh, we're making money off the death of a famous comedian off his daughter."
I know, like they could have showed. You know, he did a commercial with Nintendo.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, you know they should be replaying it right now.
Probably are right now. Oh my god, they're gonna do a Michael Jackson release all his stand-up comedies now, whatever.
They're gonna blame everybody. Like the reason why Nintendo failing is because of you killed Robin Williams.
Man.
Reason why Nintendo failing is because they got a bunch of idiots working behind the camera.
Oh no, we do it fine. We do it fine. We're not feeling it at all. No.
Fuck y'all not.
We doing fine, yeah. We'll see about that. We'll see about that by the end of the year when the quarter ends.
Right.
Well, I give my little final thoughts, man. He's gone. You know, he was a funny guy. Loved the guy. Loved his comedy. Loved his movies and loved his stand-up. So, you know, it sucked that he killed himself or died or whatever the hell happened.
Yeah, it really does.
I never see that Miss Doubtfire 2 now. Maybe that did it. Maybe Miss Doubtfire
2. I don't want to see that shit, nigga. Come on. Okay, who's me real? Shit. I got a lot of people going on positive. Robin Williams, yeah, you did make some bad movies too, so I'm going to just throw that out there as well. But yeah, sure. It's a tragedy that happened to you, brother.
Yeah, it sucks, man. He was a talented dude, man. He was funny. I love his dramatic stuff. Like, I don't think you get enough credit for that, but,
Okay, that shit gets swept under the rug.
Yeah, exactly. Almost like Adam Sandler. He's next. It's unfortunate, man. Sucks. Especially go out like that, and he left his wife and his child behind, man. Like,
So what was it? Sound like CJ now.
What was that?
He said, you make him sound like CJ now. Just leave his wife and job.
CJ,
I didn't need some cocaine.
CJ hasn't got to this stream yet. Yet.
Give me some cocaine and I'll do it.
All right, you know what? Fuck it. We'll give you some cocaine. Shit, I'd like to see this.
Yeah, we can come out here, CJ. Me and P1 will put some money in. Give you like a half a bag. There you go.
Yeah, we'll visit that nigga from the Everest commercial and get you a half bag. Right?
There you go.
But Cody, what we got on the agenda today?
Let's see. What do we have on the agenda? Well, looks like we have yet another Vin Diesel Marvel team up in the works. He could be blowing more fucking smoke, but I don't know. We'll see. Then after that, we have some new news that just came out today about a franchise that has gone exclusive to a console that you probably wouldn't expect.
Oh, yeah. What? I heard about that, too, yeah.
And then finish it off with a little video about the power of God. Yes.
Oh, shit. Reverend X has returned.
No, it's not Reverend X. Oh, okay. I think this might be his mother.
Oh, but, stepbrother.
I think they had the same director because the special effects are the same. But we'll get into that.
The director. You saw his video for Avengers, right?
That's right.
Video.
Same camera work. Yeah, that Vin Diesel thing, man. First of all, I think the article before that is more interesting is that the humans is getting made.
That's right, because I know Marvel has a full list out, and they haven't announced all their titles yet, so...
The what?
They said they have a full schedule list out to, like, 2022, some shit like that.
I think he's wondering who the humans are. The humans.
Yeah. The humans.
They were pretty much created by, like, the Kree soldiers and shit like that or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So that's entering more of that space shit that Cody was talking about in the Guardians of the Galaxy. We were like, he wanted to explore more of this, whatever, well... Like, you might get your wish, Cody.
Might, maybe, man. Because you saw that scene at the end of Captain America with Baron Strucker, and he was talking about they were experimenting on Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch, and he was talking about the Asian miracles and shit, and like, the humans tie in perfectly with that, so.
You know, you had that ending line in Iron Man 3 with the whole space thing, the space stuff in Thor, and like you said, the temperaments of what Baron von Strucker was doing with the thing. I think maybe we might be moving into the space territory of Marvel now, whatever, which Cody might get your wish now.
Hey, I'm all for it, man. I'm all for it. And, looks like
they said humans. I was pretty pumped. I was more pumped that we getting some more into some Kree roles and shit like that.
It's cool getting these more obscure, you know, comic book properties, you know, out in the forefront. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, can't wait.
If he is indeed telling the truth, you know that his ass, huh? I don't know. But...
he playing the cameraman this time.
But you know what's funny about this? People are speculating that if this movie does indeed have it, he'll be playing yet another motherfucker that barely talks. Which is Black Bolt.
That means gonna make millions.
So I find that hilarious that he has two roles where he basically doesn't say a goddamn thing.
That would be, you know what, it'd be easy for him or whatever. I was hearing, they were starting their rumors that that he may be the leader of the, and I was like, they're not going to make him, trust me. He said they might make him Black Bolt.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, he's got the voice enough for it. I'm just like, if anything, they're going to make him Lockjaw. They're going to make that brother Lockjaw. Just thought about that. People, if y'all know Lockjaw, he pretty much... okay, go back to Guardians of the Galaxy. You remember that Cosmo the Space Dog? That's pretty much what Lockjaw did. He's pretty much a pet to the Avengers and him. No, but when I heard that, I was like, oh, man. I guess I was more excited about the background effects of it, like, because I know the origin of the Inhumans. So I'm just like, are we going to see some of this shit come to life now? Or? I'm like,
right.
I don't know if I'm ready to see. I mean, the nerd in me is saying, I don't know if I'm ready to see the Kree Supreme Intelligence and all that shit. I was like, damn, I didn't think I'd live to see shit like this, you know?
Yeah, the Kree. What do you think, though? Do you think that probably would work better as a TV series, or do you think it would work in the movies?
That might cost too much for a TV series. That definitely would.
Yeah.
That might hit that almost human thing. One season, and it's canceled.
Hell yeah.
Because the thing about the Kree, you know, if you do it in a movie, you got to elaborate how they, like, the many of them everywhere, and then, or, I mean, it does have good potential to be a good television show, but you got the shield.
Well, we'll say this, I think the Kree is something that they can throw in the side and set aside to after they beat Thanos, because they got movies planned out to 2026, and obviously the Avengers 3 is coming out in 2018, as they're speculating or whatever, so... I think the Kree would be a good side story to get people up on and keep introducing some elements of them in every movie. Even after they beat Thanos, that's when the Kree can come in and be like, whoa, these dudes took out Thanos, man. Like you know, we need to study the humans now, but we need to study them. That's when they start the Kree and Skrull invasion and shit like that.
Yeah, man, if they go that route, man, I'm all for it. I'm all for this whole build-up thing, too, man. Because they don't have to rush into things, man. They got plenty of time in movies to explain this whole story, you know.
Yeah, and I'm in no rush to see it, personally. I'm excited to hear about it. I'm glad it's getting passed. But, yeah, I'm in no rush to see it. I guess my mind is still in that nerd frame. They're like, man, I'm actually going to see the Skrulls and Kree and all that shit. I was like, man, we really getting into some cosmic atmosphere, if only... Yeah. They can get the rights back from fucking Fox now and Galactus and all that shit.
Yeah, I mean, dude, that Marvel, there's like Batman said, they have no limits.
No limits.
Thankfully, they didn't put the Kree in that Fantastic Four movie because it seemed like they were trying to, but then they just say, fuck it, let's just make Johnny Storm take everybody's power.
Oh,
and I don't know how canon that was.
Yeah, they could turn Johnny into the fucking Super Skrull.
Yeah, they did. I'm like, well, I don't really remember this, but I guess.
Man, he had the look of it, too, though. I was just, like, looking at the pose he did when he stretched his arm out and shot the fireball. I was just looking. I was like, I've seen that in the comic book somewhere. I was like, they are really trying to hit that note right now. And oh, my. And man, if Marvel could just get back to rights to Galactus, sort of, that'd make a fucking day right there.
That's all I need, man. That's all I fucking need.
Because that's something, man. When you hitting Thanos, that's like, okay, that's people that the generic fans ain't gonna know about. Where, but when you start touching on the Inhumans and Kree and Skrull, that means y'all going into nerd fandom right now.
Yeah.
And if you going to Kree, Thanos, and all that, you gotta have Galactus, man.
Man, if only.
Yeah, if only, man. If only. You know, Fox probably looking at this like. Galactus can show up in the Fantastic Four reboot, right? We can do this, man. We can do this.
Oh, God damn it.
We can do this. I have faith in you guys.
We have copyright over that cloud. Don't you dare put that cloud in there.
<That'd be> awesome. they do a cloud and they just make it a darker cloud this time.
I swear to God, they just make that shit purple this time.
I wish they sued. They should sue every movie out there that got a cloud in it.
They hype it up. This time Galactus is going to be bigger. And then when he comes out, he's like a giant cloud surrounding the whole Earth this time. He's just like, oh, okay. And then it's like Godzilla, you just see a foot smash to the ground. You don't see nothing else of him.
I swear to God.
Speaking of all this Marvel talk, whatever, I kept asking this today. Is anybody excited about that Fantastic Four movie?
Are you seriously asking us?
Man, nobody seriously gives a fuck about that movie.
I don't care.
Batman v Superman, The Avengers 2, Ant-Man, Guardians of the Galaxy, I can't wait for that sequel or whatever. What about the Fantastic Four? What about them?
Seriously, nobody gives a fuck about that movie. No one.
So I'm just curious, though, like, what's in Fox's game plan to market that film? Because I'm just curious that everything they talk about, nobody gives fuck about that movie.
Yeah, they were real quiet in that film too. That shit started filming and it wrapped up, and they were like, "Man, okay, that's it. No, like, no set picks, no nothing. Okay."
Remember, they had two rewrites too.
Oh shit!
It's like, how can y'all have a rewrite when that movie's coming out next? Damn, dude, y'all. It seemed like they was behind. It feel like they behind. I wouldn't be surprised if that date gets pushed back a little bit, but.
Oh god! Every slither of news I hear from that goddamn movie, I'm just like, ugh.
Remember, you saw the thing.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Generic rock monster ass, yeah.
You look like
that movie was so bad. They were making a whole bunch of, I remember the thing, and, what's her name was in it? Kerry Washington.
Yeah.
They were making all these sex jokes with her. They said, like, oh, she's going to die with a rock slide. I'm like, that little nut job?
I remember when we went to go see Fantastic Four Rise of the Silver Surfer. You guys remember when the helicopter almost killed Kerry Washington or whatever? My buddy started laughing. He was like, why that bitch can't move out the way or whatever? And I was like, you know she's blind, right? He was like, oh, I didn't watch that first movie. I was like, yeah, I guess you kind of have to watch the first one and just get into why that bitch just stood there and was just like, what's going on? It's like her hearing must have been really... Which, by the way, in the first movie, they set up her hearing is so good, or if she can tell what Ben is and stuff.
She's like, blind.
But yet, all of a sudden, a helicopter that's about to crash on her. She can't hear that. So it's like, okay.
Yeah.
That great old continuity there.
Yeah, just ignore all these motherfuckers screaming and running out the way. Yeah, just do that.
Yeah. Another thing, too. This bitch... We all have our differences. Bitch, you blind. He's a creature. Don't try to set this up like nobody wants you because you blind. Come on.
Thank you.
They really tried to set that up like, we're all different, though. We all have our things to like about each other. It's like, you just blind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shit, but anyway.
Why do I have to give him a hand job with sandpaper?
If anything, guys like us see that as a positive.
Yeah, especially when you're hot, too.
Especially when you carry water. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, she can't see? Oh.
I can see y'all friends now, man. Y'all dating that blind bitch. Like, so? Don't you tell her nothing, nigga. Shit, you never take her right here. Shit. You see who that is? Kerry Washington. Shit. Kerry Washington, I don't know how. I think she's like, what, in her mid, late 30s?
Mm-hmm.
She still looked gorgeous. When I saw her at the Oscars, I was like, man, that girl. Oh, man. It's a shame that girl can't get a movie break.
Not at all.
No. And she's really good in her TV show, Scandal, so.
Yeah.
So I've heard.
I heard that, too.
Yeah, but her movie career ain't looking too positive. You know, everything in her, as much as I'd like to criticize her, she always takes her clothes off in her movies, too.
Yeah. She was naked in Django.
Yeah. What was that movie, she did with Chris Rock? Did anybody remember the name of that?
Oh, yeah, I know.
She talked, Love the Woman?
I forgot what it was called, though.
Forgot the name of that.
I Love My Wife?
I think it was I Love My Wife, yeah. She actually got a name right. Shit. Yeah, it was called I Love My Wife. Hated that fucking movie. There's a scene at the end, towards the end of it. Watch this scene where Kerry Washington dresses up in, like, black pantyhose and leather and shit like that, and she is crawling on the bed, and I was like, I ain't gonna lie, I got a boner in that thing.
She has some nice lips, too.
That was the hottest scene before I saw Scarlett Johansson pushing Joseph Gordon-Levitt up against that wall. That movie, I saw that movie like 4 times on TV at home, and people was like, I thought you hated that movie. I do hate the movie, but shut up. Let's get to the park.
Oh man, I wish she was in Guardians of the Galaxy painting green.
I knew you were gonna go there. I had a feeling. I was like, "What did she play?"
A badass, Gamora.
Yeah, I actually can see that. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Why she can't be black? CJ, though, she looks gorgeous.
I don't know. I know they say be black and proud, but I want to be mean and green.
Saying Cody, so if his big mama was green, I bet he'd be like, oh, is that's my
best friend. Yeah, right, he'll claim that baby.
You dip that baby in some green paint with the girl, and I'll be a happy family at that point.
I can't wait for the family photos.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a reunion like who was that? John C. Reilly at the end?
Oh,
In the Guardians.
Oh, fuck yeah, exactly, yeah, In the Guardians, yeah.
That's gonna be CJ.
CJ gonna be all happy and shit.
Yeah.
My green baby and my green wife.
Yeah, it's me, Kerry Washington, though. Off the top of my head, if I had to name one of the hottest black women in Hollywood, it definitely goes with her.
Definitely Kerry.
She's up there.
Yeah, she's definitely up there. But yeah, you're back to the humans, though. I'm excited about it. Can't wait to see it. And Vin Diesel, man, we know you playing the dog. Stop fucking
Stop driving into a place saying like your 4 lines and then leaving and then tweeting about how much you're going to spoil it.
Exactly.
The funny thing about that, though, is even if he does get the lead role in that, it's like nobody going to know who that is. Like, so like for him to say, oh, I'm doing something big at Marvel, it's like, don't nobody know who the Inhumans are. So for you, yeah, I guess that is big for you, but for everybody else, I'm gonna be like, oh, okay.
I don't really like that name.
Which one, Inhumans or Black Bolt?
Yeah, the Inhumans. It kind of sounded like a bad Stephanie Myers movie.
How about
like
the host? They don't sound screen.
No.
Hey, CJ, they got a lot of colorful people in the Inhumans.
Nah, man, they got ball sack chins.
The fuck?
The fuck? Okay, I remember seeing that, but okay.
I'm talking about the Skrulls.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Hey, see? The Skrulls are green, man.
Yeah, but they got like balls. They look like ball sacks, dried up, shriveled up ball sacks.
I'm telling you, man. Hey, but they're green, though.
They are green. Very green.
I'm just saying. What if a green female Skrull come out? Yeah, she dresses.
She better. What if she morph that chin of hers?
What if she transform herself into Gamora?
And that's fine. Long she don't show me her ball sack chin.
Nigga, who are you kidding? Get a couple of drinks in your system. Full tequila shot. Your ass be fucking
exactly.
Like, whatever. Shit.
I'll be tonguing that ball tech chin.
Licking the fuck out that ball chin. I can already see you now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's not my vagina. That's my chin.
You're going to be sucking your own dick.
Going balls deep. Whole new meaning.
Mm-hmm. Well, what else we got on the agenda there, Cody?
All right. Some video game news. Came off of Gamescom today, actually.
Yeah, today.
Yes. Rise of the Tomb Raider, the sequel to the successful, well, I don't know, so successful to Crystal Dynamics because they complain about the sales. But anyway, sequel to the successful Tomb Raider reboot last year. Turns out that game is an Xbox One exclusive.
Wow. I heard today also, I can't remember what it was, another game got exclusive as well. So I'm like, are we moving into the age where everything's going to be Xbox One, PS4 exclusive now?
Here's my thing, man. Because, you know, Tomb Raider, they started off on the PlayStation.
On the PlayStation. So they sold out, is what you're saying.
Apparently they did. Not only that, but apparently they didn't reach their sales quota, I guess, or sales expectation last year, and them putting it on one single console, I don't see how that could combat their strategy from last year.
Another thing, too, is they released a title in the, what was it, spring, I believe, and they hyped this game up at the E3 last year, and they should have released it when people actually go out and buy games, not when people don't pay attention to games.
Right.
That's not to say a game can't be successful, but you need to have the consistency of being successful, such as BioShock, which got released in March.
Exactly.
But BioShock has been constant and consistent on their stuff, so, you know, of course people are going to be excited for the next BioShock. But Tomb Raider, it's like, do I really care about that right now?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not to knock the game, because I played the game, had the game, whatever.
It's a great game.
Yeah, it's a really good game, actually. Might even probably put it in my top 10 list of last year if I had to put a top 20 list of games or something like that.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
So, I mean, for me, graphics are good, but I am completely with you. There's been a lot of talk right now, especially at Sony, whatever. Sony seems to be separating themselves right now, from sharing properties right now. That's why they didn't want to do the whole EA thing.
Right.
And I don't know what the problem is with that for me, because they're trying to make everything Sony exclusive and like keep it in a Sony library. But it's like, you do realize that you can't build a Sony library if nobody knows about your music or anything else like that, whatever, shit like that. You're not Netflix.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You're right. Sony tried to get you, because I got my PS4, and they try to get you to do that whole, like, join the Sony Unlimited thing.
Yeah.
Pay like $50 a month. They have unlimited music. I'm like, what the hell?
So it's the thing. Sony just can't get that shit through their head that don't nobody give a fuck about your other products except your games.
Seriously.
Your TV, don't nobody, who the fuck the last time you heard anybody say, I'm going to get this new Sony TV and shit like that, whatever.
Yeah, because the games, that's really the only thing they do pretty well, as of right now, at least.
And I can see where Tomb Raider would be hurting themselves by doing that as well, but Sony's also hurting themselves by doing that with every company that's coming to them, which EA, like, you say just Tomb Raider started on, EA had a big role in Sony and PlayStation as well before, you know, all these other consoles came out.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I always thought EA was, like, Sony's number one backbone and shit like that. They was always putting them up there, whatever and shit, but so for them to diss them like that, I'm like, I think that's a good business move, personally.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know.
It's not good for business when you have competition out there. And if they go to the competition, they just accept it or whatever. That's what makes it bad on their part or whatever. It's like, you know, if you keep turning down studios, or nobody's going to work with you.
Yeah, this whole situation to me is just—it's unfortunate because I don't have an Xbox One, and I was looking forward to this game, and now it's not coming to the fucking PS4. I'm like, God damn it!
Is it coming out on the older consoles or no?
Nah, it's Xbox One only.
Ah, okay, so not even the 360 or the
straight up next gen.
Oh, well, maybe the PC you have it then. I don't know.
Probably if Windows have it, then the PC may have it.
No, I think it's Xbox One only because they even said, quote, this doesn't mean that we're walking away from our fans who only play on PlayStation or PC. Those are great systems with great partners and amazing communities. We have, and they got to say, we have Lara Croft and the Temple of Osiris, some shit that nobody cares about coming this December, mm-hmm. and Tomb Raider, the Definitive Edition, the remastered version. So. I don't know, man.
I swear, every week, man, there's always something about Sony. I'm baffled by it. It just seems like they keep alienating their customers and stuff like that. It's like that's not good business. I don't know why you keep doing that.
I think that's the Japanese in them. Because a lot of Japanese people, they try to stick to tradition so much, and sometimes a little bit too much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Well, Sony, the problem with Sony is they think that they're this big market, like I was saying, Netflix and like that. It's like, yeah, you are this big market, but your products suck, besides your video game consoles or whatever. So when's the last time you seen someone go, I got to get that new Vio laptop or that Sony phone they kept marketing that fucking Spider-Man movie? It's like, don't nobody buy no fucking Sony phone, man.
Nobody buys that bullshit. Come on, man.
And then they try to talk about, oh, like CJ just said on the PS4, oh, spend $50 and you get the Sony Music exclusive and shit like that. It's like, I don't know if you heard about Spotify or something like that. It's like $7 a fucking month or something. It's like, you're trying to enter in a world of streaming or whatever where you seem to be the amateur at this, because this has been done for almost 6 years now. And you kind of way fucking behind. That was one of the problems with Sony, is they always seem to be behind, and they seem to be comfortable with it too. I don't know why.
Yeah. What's up with that?
They do just like Nintendo. They suffer in silence. At least they're not a bad Nintendo.
No, nobody's bad.
I'm sure they'll probably reframe their back thinking once the later of the year come out, when the major titles come out. Or like I said, if EA does well on this Xbox thing with the $5.99 thing or whatever and shit, I'm sure they're going to probably knock some senses back in there. But then again, I don't know what Sony's capable of, because the fucking Spider-Man failed and they still talking about spinoffs and shit. So it's like,
yeah. I don't understand that shit at all.
We're on the road to another dying company.
I'm just so happy Nintendo's saying, we're fine. We're fine. For real.
The thing about Sony is, they just seem that they don't give a fuck, though. Like, it's like, yeah, we're going to be fine. Don't worry about it. They're going to keep coming to us or whatever. It's like, yeah, well, you do realize mainly why people mostly buy consoles sometimes, because of games.
Yeah. Seriously.
And for me, the views are great on Tomb Raider, and I don't think it made what it was expecting, but it made a decent amount. Then again, I'll never know the budgets on these fucking video games. I'm pretty sure they put a lot into that Tomb Raider game.
Mm-hmm.
I think they probably wasted their time marketing. Look at this Lara Croft. She's strong and feminine. It's just like, did nobody give a fuck about that?
What a goddamn game. Shit.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever. They spent most of that time talking about that movie. It's like, you see this Lara Croft? Her boobs isn't her biggest. It's like, okay, I'm not going to lie, I did kind of pay attention to that at first, whatever, but once I got enthralled with the game, whatever, it's like, you know, I don't necessarily care what the bitch look like, okay?
Exactly.
She could look like Loretta from Raid Select. Long game was interesting, I'd have been fine with it.
Come here, CJ. Let me suck you off real quick.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I see you looking at my anus.
Yeah, because it's hanging out. You put it back in.
Fuck.
I'm going to suck you off, P1.
I love that character, by the way.
Good old Loretta.
You were thinking when you created that, but fuck.
Awesome.
Yeah, I can't play with that. That bitch freaks me out. I ain't gonna
Oh, do I freak you out? Well, I'll give you a reach around to freak you out.
I didn't get a chance to watch this video yet. Actually, I'm trying to pull it up right now so I can watch it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, let me hold on. Let me get this video up.
Oh, yes. Please do. Please do.
Mm-hmm. I'm interested to see what this is about, because everybody knows I'm all about getting down with the Lord.
Oh, yeah, you're going to get down with the Lord, all right. His mysterious
Oh, yeah.
Who going to play the volume? Are you going to who gonna play it out loud? I can do it if I just got to go get my phone.
Yeah, you want to load it up for us, P1?
I got it. It's only 30 seconds anyway. I need to
just
watch
a
it.
Second. Let me grab.
You can stop jerking off, Nick. You know?
Yeah. Damn, CJ Lamar, Gamora pictures? Shit.
Damn, is this Cicely Tyson? Who the fuck is this? Shit.
Oh, shit. Fuck.
It's Cicely Tyson.
That's it. Holy shit. CJ, can I play it now? What's going on?
Damn, motherfucker left it.
That nigga played it. Well, like, he should have went to go get his phone. What? Didn't I just say I'll play it?
And we brought up guys. That motherfucker ran away.
He's like, oh shit, them church bells ringing. That's where that bitch had that kid at.
God damn, I'm trying to escape this shit in these podcasts. They bringing that shit back?
Bringing the Lord up in my business. She up in an empty-ass church with a busted-ass piano that don't even look like it's real, first of all, in the background. Says, God is my refugee. What is that? Dr. B.I. Gregory? Wow. Oh, B.L. Gregory. Okay. Pastor, founder, True Gospel, Miracle Church of God. Damn, that's a long-ass title. You need to change that church.
She's like Nick Cannon, you know, all those titles.
Yeah, I'm about to look this up. 214 area code, where is that at? I think that, ain't that, no, that's 304. I think that's Miami, I was going to say. 214 area code. I'm curious about this. St. Louis, Missouri. Oh, well, not surprised.
All right, you ready to witness this shit now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, here we go. I'm about to play this right now. And excuse me if I pause and laugh, because that's what I do.
It shall be changed in a moment, and a twinkling of the eye. Get ready.
Okay. First of all, this bitch ain't got no teeth. So,
why is Mr. Hanky is shriveled up in this bathtub? Oh, she disappeared.
Howdy, Lord. Howdy, ho, Jesus.
What? What? Oh, my Lord.
You got to play that again, man, because the sound's not coming through. You got to...
Oh shit!
Yeah, play it from the top again, man. Because we missed.
She going fast. She disappeared faster than the speed of darkness.
People, this bitch disappeared. First of all. She said, faster than the Lord can see. And she passes away. And then she ended.
We shall be changed in a moment and a twinkling of the eye. Get ready. Get ready. The Lord is coming soon. And it'll be faster than this.
You know what? No, you know what? I got it. She's E.T. This lady is E.T. and she got phoned home.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
I love that moan at the end, man.
Why is she moaning at the end?
I love that shit, man.
That's my favorite. Why is E.T. mama?
To the end of the show.
Are you ready for the darkness? The darkness is here.
I think we found a new opening.
Get ready! Get ready!
Get ready, mama. Jesus, Lord, the cornbread been made. Mmm, sister Tarzan, out your mouth.
Ain't no beans in the kitchen. Beans don't burn on the grate.
Oh, my God.
We shall be changed in a moment and a twinkling of the eye.
That bitch ain't got no teeth, I'm telling you.
I know. Why does she have to have take, why does she do three different takes? See, if you look at it, she edited the video.
you can tell she edited the video when she vanished.
I'm behind the camera.
I love that disembodied voice, man.
Oh, Lord.
That's that church my ex go to, I bet.
See, this is a church where you conceive that your child, man?
Yeah. Then she disappeared in the blinking of an eye.
Oh. Shit, we should say that for last because damn, I can't go no more now.
that's
my favorite movie of all time now. Damn.
Such, I might enjoy that.
She did some cheap ass kind of effect where she vanished. She vanished without even saying anything, just going like, thank you, Lord. Bitch. Oh, why does she moan at the end?
I don't get that shit, man. But
the Lord was so good behind the scenes.
The Lord gave her an orgasm.
You saw all that clothes that she had? Somebody was under there.
The Lord gave her an orgasm from behind. She said, thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus Christ. Why didn't Tyler Perry let Cicely Tyson out of her robe? Oh my God! I've seen Aunt Jemima on better than today. Uncle Ben looked better than her.
I sucked.
Damn,
on that Ben dick. And when I was going to go down, I told him, "Are you ready? You ready? I'm gonna go down on you,
bitch." Now I heard them darkness boys talking about Loretta. Let me tell you about Loretta.
I am
the devil. But over there at RaidSelect.com ain't nothing but devils right there. But the darkness boys is what's going to set you straight.
You right, Mabel?
Oh, man.
The darkness brothers have never been so straight or whatever, and right all the time. They come to my church every Sunday morning at 9:30 and sometimes CJ 9:40. Because you know a nigga can never be on time.
Raise them.
Oh, man.
Lord have mercy. Darkness brothers. You know what? We should edit that. With try to see if we can find an old lady to do it to say darkness brothers are here or whatever, so we can have her voice come in and say, Lord have mercy. The darkness brothers are here.
Coming at you faster than the speed of dark.
They vanish so quickly, just like this. She just turned the lights off. Darkness, everyone.
Darkness. God, that's like
Oh,
she wanted to hop out the chair. She really wanted to hop out of it.
That big ass Game of Thrones chair. Like, bitch, you can't even fit in that chair. Like, what?
You know, I can just hear the theme song, like, "Oh lady, oh lady."
Did she look like Xerxes? I was waiting for people to carry her ass off of shit.
Woo! Power of God.
Fucking people like that on screen. It is against the Lord. Thank you, Lord. That's what she's doing. She's watching 300 Rise of Empire. That's why she made that noise.
That's Xerxes. He's a bread of baby.
Bread and butter right there. But you know what she was watching? She was watching Son of God and saw him floating across that water of this big ass sea. She said, the Lord. She sounded like an old version of the Booty Warrior and shit.
God's butt. I want some of that Jesus butt. I got better than holy water.
I'm looking to spray your asshole with some holy water, Jesus, and rub my fingers across your butt. And then after I'm done with you, I'm going to take turns on the darkness brothers over there and show them what real darkness is about when I touch on their butt.
Get ready! Get ready!
Get ready for some darkness booty.
Man, God will make you do some crazy shit, man, I tell you.
She'll make Daft Punk become human. That's how creepy that bitch was. Damn, that's funny. We just talked about Loretta, and yet you bring the black version of Loretta up. Shit, I got to send this to Jason now. They're like, I found your live action version.
Oh, man.
Now.
You got to play that one more time before we get these questions.
Oh, hell yeah, I'll fucking play that. I can play that one more fucking time, shit.
One more time, man.
People, I'm in my office and my door is closed, whatever. My fucking fiance came in and just looking, dude, like, oh my God, are you okay? I was like, yeah, I'm okay. Oh my God. I ain't never laughed that hard before. Hey! Moment! Get ready! Where is her titties at? That bitch got like 20 rings on. She didn't even finish her statement. Get ready. Get ready. Baby, come here.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
People, you may not know this, but I'm engaged to a lovely Hispanic lady right here. Give me a kiss on the cheek right here. There we go. I really want to, I was cracking up down right now. You is with God now, huh, right? You have your moments, right, when you get down with God. What do you mean, no? Okay, whatever. Just for the sake of the story, you do. Okay. I'm going to show you the greatest reception of all time right here, right here. You got to watch this right now. People, go ahead and listen. What? No, just come on.
We shall be changed in a moment and a twinkling of an eye. Get ready. Get ready. The Lord is coming soon. And it'll be faster than this.
Come back, baby. Wait till the end.
Get ready. Get ready.
Wait till the end.
What was that about?
I have no fucking idea.
Damn, she just walked off coughing and laughing. Oh,
you bring your Mexican ass back here, señorita.
This is the first time I didn't laugh that hard, but if you hear when she says, oh, thank you, Lord, there's somebody talking in the background.
Oh, shit, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah. All right.
I noticed it too. I'm like, wait, why is somebody in the background?
People, one more time. This is the last time I'm playing, but listen closely when you say, oh, thank you. You can hear somebody saying, now, thank you, Jesus, whatever. As if
in a moment and a twinkling of an eye. Get ready. Get ready. The Lord is coming soon, and it'll be faster than this.
You heard me now. Get ready.
Get ready. Get ready.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Did you hear that?
I heard it.
He said, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. They couldn't silence that nigga in the background?
Oh, apparently not.
Good. Oh, Jesus, Lord, thank you.
I don't think that was in the budget.
Yeah. We can't get a silence on that, whatever. It was, you know what the budget was? The budget was to have the fire come out scene, but then they realized they didn't have enough money for that, whatever. Yeah. Damn, I can hear my fiance still in there laughing her ass off right now. Shit.
Oh, man. B.L. Gregory.
That was funny. Damn. Shit. CJ went to go call that number.
Did. Tell her to go fuck herself.
Oh, that was too damn good. That was gold. That was me. Damn, we got to do a skit of that one day. When we already a big-ass black robe, whatever. Like, you heard me.
You heard me now. The darkness is coming for you.
That bitch looked like an uglier version of the Crypt Keeper. Jesus Christ.
And the Lord will cure that. Don't you worry now.
Sound like Woody Woodpecker and shit.
Looks like he did get something in his eye. The Lord.
The Lord. The Lord put his eye in his eye. He won't.
Well, let's get ready. You're ready to read the questions of the night.
I'm ready to read questions down, my brothers, or whatever. I'm ready, and I'm ready again. Oh, thank you, Cody. So, it comes from Mac 2.0 Blue Hybrid. He says, so, darkness, brothers. That sounds so heavenly when I hear other people say it.
Darkness.
How do you feel about the new Aaron McGruder show, Black Jesus? I hate it.
Oh, damn, really?
Oh, yeah. I seen one episode of it. I was like, this is... They made a joke. I don't even remember what it was about. It was about white people. They was like, they're crackers and they're salty or some shit like that. Whatever. I can't remember what. Maybe Mac 2.0 does, whatever, because he seems to follow a lot more of this anime creator stuff or like whatever. But they made that joke. I was just like, is that supposed to be funny? Aaron, I know you can write better than this. Come on now. I've seen you for 3 seasons.
I don't know. Now since you're saying that, and I'm thinking about this last season of Boondocks, you know, maybe he wasn't all the way gone.
Did some of the... You know, I never finished the season. So did some of the humor sound similar to that?
No. I mean, if it's bad, yeah.
Because I don't know the whole story of that last season of Boondocks. Did Aaron Gruder write some of that and just left it and comedy... I mean, not comedy. Adult Swim just took over it? Or did someone else come up and touch that up?
From my understanding, I thought he left it completely to do Black Jesus.
Oh, but he's a fucking retard.
I'm not 100% on that. I don't know.
What about you guys? Have you watched Black Jesus or anything?
No, I was kind of waiting to hear things from people. I need to sit down and watch it so I can... access it better, but nope.
See, I don't want to hurt your heart.
What?
I don't want to hurt your heart because it seemed like that last episode season of Boondocks let you down. Well,
man, it did.
Well, it didn't seem like this one gonna do the same. So.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to watch it yet, but I'll give it a watch. See what I think about it.
Yeah, and it's not good at all, personally. Whatever. You gotta basically it's taking place in Compton.
Right.
No. So they might as well just got if they wouldn't if they wanted it cheaper they could have just got my black ass to do it whatever I'd be like hey I'd do it for $1,020 an hour. because the jokes just isn't funny. It's not even clever neither. That's the thing about it. Which at this point I kind of expect better from Aaron McGruder because I know he knows how to write satire and take black humor or whatever and mix it very well together. And yeah, I haven't seen most of season 4 of Boondocks, but it would seem like it felt like the same person worked on it. I don't know if he carried on some writers from them or something, but it was that episode I saw was pretty fucking horrible.
You need to fire them, Aaron. You need to fire whoever is doing
seriously.
It.
Seriously.
If it's yourself doing it, you fire yourself.
Yeah, actually, I never made it through the whole episode either.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was like, wow, yeah, really? You know what? I can rewatch Breaking Bad. That's okay. It wasn't good at all, so I don't recommend it. I mean, maybe it'll get better. I don't know, but right now, it ain't looking too good. I didn't hear a lot, because I think that was the second, it was the second episode. I didn't hear really too much good things about the first episode. The second episode, the jokes in the first, it was just, it's like, wow, really? I could have wrote some of this. Mm. But, Joseph, he says, so long, Nintendo. Do you guys think Nintendo is a fanboy as well? By that, I mean they only hear positive feedback and ignore the negative feedback.
That's a great analogy, actually.
They're a fanboy of their own shit. Damn.
pretty much.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, you know, I will say this. They do hear the negative, but you know what they do with that? They take that piece of paper with the negative on it, they wipe their ass with it, and throw it in the trash can.
Yep. Which is basically ignoring it.
Yeah. So, they read it, they know about it, They just don't give a fuck about it.
There you go.
Cynthia, she says, would you say Guardians of the Galaxy has the most memorable soundtrack than any other film in a while now? I'm absolutely loving this awesome mixtape volume 1 that I downloaded off Amazon from the site. Why, thank you, Cynthia.
Yeah, I would say it does.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of the last soundtrack I might have downloaded or put together. I can think of a ton of scores, definitely. Soundtrack. Damn. No, I can't really think of one. Scott Pilgrim, I guess. I like that soundtrack.
Oh yeah, Scott Pilgrim had a real good one.
Yeah, but that was like how many years ago though?
I like the soundtrack of Kill That Fucking Dog. Yeah, that.
Batman Forever, great soundtrack. There you go.
Oh man! Oh, you're actually right.
Yeah, I'm serious. That really does.
No, he's not lying. He really does have a good soundtrack. would you say that has the best soundtrack out of any superhero film?
Yeah, because "Kiss and Rose" is one of my favorite songs of all time. So I would say yes.
Where are we at? We're in Wayne. After we didn't gave him shit now. Time for a real question, boys. Damn, this white nigga just call us boys?
Turn to Thanos.
Racist Thanos. Motherfucker. You come on the darkness and call us boys? If Hollywood, and fuck knows why, but if they told a story of the Darkness Brothers, who would you cast as each other in the film? Who would write and direct it? Oh, who we cast as each other, not ourselves, huh?
Okay. This should be fun.
Well, we already got a poster out.
Right.
Yeah, we definitely do.
That's right. Darkest the Movie People is happening. It's coming to a theater near you. Directed by Michael Bay, of course. Because we want to show you that he can make a good movie.
Right.
And he's done it with, like we said, we brought up Pain and Gain. Turtles are fine, whatever. It's okay. But we're going to make probably his best movie ever. It's going to be us. Michael B. Jordan will be playing me in his last film ever. Michael Clark Duncan will be playing CJ. Well, actually, the thing about Michael Clark Duncan, he kind of died during the film of the movie, so we just kind of dubbed his voiceover towards the end of the film. So, and got that Negro we saw at WonderCon that me and Cody saw. So it's still in for.
Damn.
And Cody will be played by the person that Corey keeps saying he looks like. Which, I kind of see it a little bit, I guess.
Yeah, a little bit, I don't know.
A little bit. And that's Brian White. The greatest poster ever. They say the universe started with a bang, but it really started with darkness.
Mm-hmm.
God damn, that's a good title. That's really good, actually. I'm not gonna lie. I like how the Earth is in the background. It's like we Thanos and shit. I was like, I thought Mike
I know, right?
was Thanos for a second and shit. Like, I was like, damn. Cody was Ronin. I'm Star-Lord, something like that. Yeah, and we can't wait for this movie to happen, man. I don't know about you guys, but I'm excited.
Excited too, man. See how well we could translate it to film.
Yeah, hopefully, you know, they don't get our characters all fucked up and stuff, and hopefully they still make CJ the deadbeat daddy, me the racist, sexist fuck, and Cody the guy that hated Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, and everything else that he good. Iron Man 3, he hated.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, is that going to be Cody's part in the whole movie? Just like, you're going to pick up Iron Man 3 Blu-ray when it's like, I hate it. Just hate it. After I hate this movie, yes. I can see the criticism now. Well, Cody's just a one-note character. I don't know. They're all pretty much one-note characters. He's fucking women and leaving them with babies and shit and debt. He wants a drunken alcoholic. And Cody is just hater of films. that we love.
Awesome.
But, all right, let's go around the table. Who are we casting CJ, Cody?
You know what? I don't know how well this is fit, but it just, like, the first thing that comes to mind, I'm going with Craig Robinson.
You know what? I can see it.
You see that?
I can, damn. I would have never came up with that. That's fucking great. I like that.
Okay.
I was gonna go with the RZA.
What the fuck?
Nobody gonna be coming. You like, what are you coming?
But you know what? I like your answer better.
The RZA. Okay.
I just want something that nigga to play somebody. Okay.
P1. Yeah, this dude doesn't look like you, but I think he has similar charisma towards you. Romany Malco.
Oh, I can see that. I definitely can see that.
Yeah.
He kind of was a smart ass like me and 40-year-old virgin, so yeah, I can definitely see. How about you, CJ? What's it for me? You going to agree with Cody or you got your own?
I got my I agree as far as the Michael Ealy. Oh, yeah, that's Cody all the way.
Yeah.
Cody all the way. Man, you being Nick Cannon, that makes too much sense.
Oh, damn.
California, doing some crazy stuff on the internet and then nobody asked for. Yeah, that's you. Crazy.
Yeah,
you got a hot little mix, little Latin thing going on.
You know Mariah Carey, but, you know, hey. Yeah. All right, I'll take that. I can fuck as many women he can, and fuck it, I'll take it. All right, Cody now. I'm trying to jump away from the Michael Ealy and CJ. I know who I'll give CJ Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart?
Yeah.
Cody, can you see it?
I'm trying.
CJ gonna be that friend he had. You go to Vegas with him. Drunk. He won't shut the fuck up. It's like.
Okay, you know what? Yeah, you mentioned that. Okay, I can see that.
Kevin Hart, yeah. It may not look the same, but they'll get the point across. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I can see that.
Cody. I'm trying to think right now. Billy's brother. How about that?
Billy's brother. What the fuck?
Actually, Cody looked better than Billy's brother. Perfect one. Maybe Shamar Moore. How about that?
Shamar Moore. Okay. I'll take that.
Yeah. I only thought of that because my barber calls me that. So. So I was like, that's the only light skinned nigga I can think of. I was like, I know they're out there, I just don't know. How about you, CJ? You sticking with Michael Ealy?
No, I guess.
Did we lose that nigga?
No.
Are you thinking, or what's going on?
Yeah, what was the question?
Cody, this nigga awake.
Pass it back to CJ.
Yeah, no, we're not. No.
What?
CJ, you all right, man?
I'm good. I'm all good.
Okay.
Dude, are you okay?
Just check it, man.
You just slurred off into some words. Alrighty then. Okay.
Moving on.
Yeah, moving on now. Next question now. Amethyst Chaos.
Amethyst.
She says, if you guys could have the chance to piss off hardcore fanboys like ones who were pissed off about Thor. I know I pissed Wayne off probably on this episode. who pissed about Thor becoming a woman, which I still don't understand because Thor was basically Rule 63 into a woman, how would you all do it? Oh man, I would take a piss on Fanboy. That's what I would do. It'd piss him off.
I would take.
Yeah, I think we pretty much did that, right? But
yeah, we pretty much.
Yeah, we did that by just liking Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. I like the real life version of Fanboys. All those old racist Republican thing, like, you know, the White House supposed to be white, and then you get Obama, and then they start losing their shit. That's real life Fanboy.
I wanted him to piss people off by throwing a barbecue and having niggas from Compton come over and shit like that and wearing a hat. That's what I want. I want him to do that before he leaves the office. Just do something like that. Just to piss them off. As far as Fanboys go, what's the best way of pissing a Fanboy off? Oh, I know it. Call them a Fanboy.
Hey,
hate
that. Good point.
Okay, I'm not a fan. Okay, I will. I like that. I like this, but that doesn't make me a fan. No, yes it does. Yes it does. Alex, he says, how do you guys feel about Robin Williams' death? Kind of went over that.
Yep.
Thank you, Alex.
I got two more here from our Darkness After Movies here. Lance Garrison, he says, and I got some long ones here. He says, oh, thank you guys for not being some fanboys in this review. That must be the title of this episode, Fanboys. Because I'm tired of hearing all the hate on this film. The original was all right, but all the... That's bold saying it's even all right. But all these people have to know that it's for kids and silly. Oh, thank God. I saw this new one and agree completely with everything you guys said. My question, though, is what is the most annoying aspect of hearing the hate on this film?
Go ahead, Cody.
No, I was going to say just basically all the ignorance towards Michael Bay directing this film. You know, people know he fucking didn't.
Yeah.
That boggles me. I'm like, God damn, there is actual director in this film that is not Michael Bay.
Yeah, he's almost on par with Michael Bay as far as movies. But, matter of fact, she might even be fucking worse. I mean, Wrath of Titans, that whole Titan franchise, I'm like, I like that time period of stuff, and I've never seen a more boring-ass time period in that time, a film of that time period more boring than that film. I was like, holy shit. Mm-hmm. The movie sucked the life out of me, literally. And Battle of Los Angeles is a piece of shit.
It was. It was terrible. The trailer was awesome.
Yeah.
God damn, I hate that fuck. Yeah, the trailer's great.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, but the movie was fucking shit. My most annoying aspect of it is people comparing it to the old shit as if the old shit was like fucking dynamic or something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
That's my most annoying. It's just like every time they see something they don't like, and then they bring up the old one, just like, do you hear yourself talking right now? Yeah. So yeah, that's the one that's bothering me. I don't like when new shit comes out and old shit keeps getting brought up repeatedly. It's just like, oh my God. What about you, CJ?
That's one of my most annoying things I hear. It's like, oh, look at them. They learned how to do karate and stuff from a book, or it's not like this. It's not exactly like that. It's not exactly the way that I know it is. You know, I'm like, oh my God.
You know, the thing about that, too, you bring up a good point, too. It's not that the fact that they learned it from a book. It's the fact that they didn't do that in the original.
Yep.
Because I can sit up here and tell you, I learned most of my Spanish in a book.
I think most of the educated world learns what they want to learn from a book.
You're not lying.
CJ, I kind of would agree with you on that. So it's not the fact that it's that they learn from a book. It's the fact that the original is different and 20 times different than what the original was. Or that's why people hate that.
Right. Like I said, if they would have had something like they had a video game console with Mortal Kombat, and that's how they learned everything, then that's just stupid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but they didn't do it. They just said he learned it from a book. He mastered it first, and then he taught them.
And like you said, Splinter had plenty of goddamn time, because as we saw, those turtles was fucking tiny and grew up over the years. So
yeah.
And how old was April in those videos? She had to be like pushing 10, 11. Mm-hmm. I'm expecting like by now we got about 15 years past or something like that. Right. If you read a book for 15 fucking years and didn't master it by then, I mean, fuck. Fuck, man.
2 pages long.
Thank you. That book looked like it was 15 pages long, too. Deborah Albert, last person I got here, and she puts in quotes and caps, too. CJ is making sense? Should be the tagline of this review, LOL. He's just been making a lot of sense, actually. Well, you know what? No, I take it back at the end of that review talking about I like those racist robots. Like,
yeah. Fuck up the rating again, too, but anyway.
Exactly. I love the original Turtles growing up, but never have before have I heard such disdain for something. Go back about a couple of months ago when Ben Affleck got named as Batman. You'll hear the same amount of disdain.
Oh, yeah. I know. Like, what happened to all that hate?
They saw that in 30 seconds. That's what it was.
Saw him in that bat suit. And they're like, oh, okay.
They saw him walking. They saw a picture of him walking. There he goes.
Hanging out by a swing set.
Yeah. Since I took my kid to see this, and to be honest, we both enjoyed it, probably more than you guys. Why do you guys think people can't let old stuff go when going to see a new reincarnation of it?
They held it so near and dear to their hearts, and it's hard for them to pull away from that, and they think anything new or some type of revision of it is going to completely wipe that away when it's fucking not. Like I said before, it's always going to be there. So
that's like the best definition ever. I was just going to say because they're ignorant, but I'm just going to go with Cody now. So. That's like saying, you know, Cody, I give you these pair of shoes. 20 years pass by. You get the same pair of shoes or whatever, but yeah, you're like, it's just not the same thing.
Exactly. Like, come on, man.
Like, come on, man. Even I would look at you and be like, I got you those as a gift, man. But fuck, man, it's been 20 years, man. You still bitching about them shoes? Shit, dude. When I gave you the shoes, I knew that when years passed by, you wouldn't be able to fit them no more or they become ruined. So, yeah, you can let them go now, Cody. P1, man, you gave this to me. This is near and dear to my heart. Right? This is like, well, then box them motherfuckers up and put them somewhere. Then. You fucking whore. I think that was a good answer. People just don't like change.
Yeah, that too.
People don't like change. I mean, we see this every. I mean, well, we saw it with the new consoles. You see it with remakes, re-updates. You see it with phones. I mean, you see it with every goddamn thing. It's either you got people saying this is going to be shit, or you got other people saying, like, well, what makes this special than the one I have now?
Yeah.
So, people just don't like fucking change or whatever. And I don't know how you can't after how many years it's been since the Turtles movie been out. It's like...
Seriously.
At least seven. 7 years.
I didn't hear nobody bitching about Spider-Man, and that was only 5 fucking years.
I know, right? Like, I felt like I was a crazy one because I was bitching about Spider-Man saying how bad that Zach Sunsberg is.
Yeah, I didn't like the first Spider-Man, and my least complaint of it was, why are they making another Spider-Man movie after it's only been like this amount of years or whatever and shit? But I didn't hear nobody really complaining about that, with the people that had problems with it. So... How about you, CJ? You got an answer for this, or you just...
No.
All right, then.
I mean...
There you go. Well, people, this has been another the darkness.
Darkness!
Oh, you awake now, huh? Okay.
Yeah. What, that shit.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, I obviously am the phenomenal one.
And I'm Chicago John.
I'm Cody.
And we sign off with a good little lecture from...
There'll be change in a moment and a twinkling of an eye. Get ready. Get ready. The Lord is coming soon. And it'll be faster than this. You heard me now.
You heard me now. So thank you, bastards and Doc Yo. I'll be serenading all y'all tonight. Later, bastards.
Later, bastards.
Darkness, everybody! Darkness is spreading! Darkness, everybody! Darkness!